in the muck again. Then he looked up, his brown hair flopping over one eye, and winked at me. I stared from my perch atop a Thunderdome with unabashed 8-year-old awe as the bullies bent forward, shuddering. He was going to make them eat shit. For me. I was 99.9% sure it was just wet mud, but those bullies were scared enough to believe it, and ate it they did. He then told them to apologize to me, which they also did, eyes downcast and shaking, spluttering mud. One of them was crying, snuffling through his snot and tears. Then he told them to beat it, and they ran away, blubbering and tripping over their own feet. I stared down at my savior as his unkempt hair fluttered in the breeze. He wore a Foo Fighters t-shirt under his leather jacket, and his jeans were ripped, like mine.
"You can go home now, you know," he said, like maybe I was slow.
I just sat there picking dried mud from my jeans.
"Aren't your parents waiting?"
I didn't answer. I knew better than to answer questions like that. When other kids found out what happened to Dad, they either made fun of me, or worse, they felt sorry for me. And Jesse said not to tell anyone Mom was sick again. He said if they knew how sick she was, they might take us away from her. So I said, "I'm waiting for my brother." He glanced around at the empty playground.
"Who's your brother? And why isn't he here kicking those little shits up the ass?"
"Jesse," I said. "My brother is Jesse. He's in detention with Zane." He took a step closer, teetering on the edge of the sandbox.
"Yeah? How come?"
"They, got in an argument with Ms. Nielsen because she said I can't come to school in dirty clothes. They do that a lot," I mumbled, wishing maybe I hadn't said all that. Except he looked kind of impressed about the detention thing. He looked at my jeans. I'd gotten them muddy when I sat in a ditch to listen to music before school. I could pretend it didn't hurt me if he said something mean about it, but that didn't mean I wanted to hear it. Why didn't he just go away?
"Well, you can come down. Those little shits aren't coming back."
I picked at the hole in the knee of my jeans, where my kneecap was poking through. He leaned over, resting his elbows on Thunderdome.
"What are you doing up there?"
"Playing Thunderdome?" I knew how stupid it sounded when no one else was there. It wasn't like I didn't have any friends to play with when my brother wasn't around, but they all had parents who picked them up after school. Anyway, I thought it might impress him. Thunderdome was outlawed by the teachers, and we only played it after school. He stepped into the sandbox.
"How do you play?"
"It's quicksand," I squealed. "You can't step in it."
"Oh, shit." He jumped up on the dome, almost lost a shoe.
He looked up at me, and his hair fell over his eye again. Blue. His eyes were a deep, dark blue. He climbed to the top of the dome and sat across from me. Maybe he wasn't making fun of me. He just didn't know the rules of Thunderdome. "It's okay," I told him. "You're safe up here with me. I'm the princess." It was true. My brother and his friends always let me be the princess, so I'd stay out of the way while they played. And sometimes they let me decide on the winner in case of a tie. But I figured it sounded more important if I left that out. He pulled out a cigarette and lit it with a shiny flip-top lighter that had been scraped and dented all to hell, and started smoking. His hands were scraped too, his knuckles split and scabbed over. His fingernails were too short, chewed all down into the nail bed, his cuticles all ragged and blood-encrusted. They were a mess, but his face, he was so pretty. "What happened to your hands?" He didn't answer, just smoked his cigarette and looked out across the school grounds, his arms wrapped around his knees, watching as parents picked their kids up in the distance, along the road in front of the school.
"A princess, huh?"
"The princess."
"So who's the prince then?"
"Don't need one." He looked at me.
"Then who's gonna save you if you fall in the quicksand?"
"I will."
"What if you can't?"
"Then you can," I said, "if you want to, but you might get stuck in there too." He stared at me for a minute, then he smiled slowly, and it was like the sun coming out from behind the clouds.
"Then I guess we'll sink together."
He took a couple of drags of his cigarette, his eyes squinting through the smoke.
"You got a name, princess?"
"Jessa Mays."
"Jessa Mays,"
he repeated.
"Don't ever let those little shits talk to you that way, yeah?"